This is Jenny G, and it's time for the Nonprofit Spotlight, and I am delighted to be joined today by Dr. Marcela Molina. She is the Executive Director of Tucson Girls Chorus. Welcome to the Nonprofit Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for being here. So let's talk about the Tucson Girls Chorus's big picture vision for our community.
So the vision of the Tucson Girls Chorus is to create access to our programming, no matter where they are. So we started in our Riverdale location. For a few years, we've been out of our main location in different parts of the city, counting on some underserved communities, Title I schools, and now we're in the Northwest side. So the big vision is to have a mirror program of our Riverdale location, which is K through 12, in our Northwest side and in other parts of the city.
And what's the mission of Tucson Girls Chorus?
So the mission of the Tucson Girls Chorus is to prepare a diverse group of young women to be confident leaders through participation in a well-constructed educational program that emphasizes music, performance, leadership training, and community service.
Beautiful. And I have to fully disclose that my daughter is a bumblebee. She's in the youngest Tucson Girls Chorus choir. And I am so impressed with what she has learned. Just and the moment I drop her off, you are learning, you are singing, and you are also learning skills of, you know, standing up straight and all these really special things. So I am on board with your mission for sure. So how does that mission help to achieve this big picture vision for the whole community?
So we want to make sure that we let the girls know that they always have had a voice. It's not that we're helping them to find a voice. They've always had it, but we are helping them to lift it and to really create a space at the table for them to have a strong voice. So the only way that we can do that is by giving them the space and by creating community. And we create community through music. So we use music as a vehicle for greater things. But really, we are doing much more than that. So they sing, but through their sounds and through the community building that is created. But when you breathe together to create one message, is a really powerful feeling.
Yeah.
So we get to do that since they are kindergartners, and they get to do that until they are 12th graders. And if they want to keep doing it, we have an alumni choir. We have this in the Riverdale location. We've been there for a long time. But the vision is to be able to have it in any place of the city where transportation may be an issue. And we don't want any of the background or financial situations that any family may have to be an obstacle. We just wanted to have the access to have that space at the table at any time.
Will you share highlights of one of the Tucson Girls Chorus programs? I'm talking to Dr. Marcela Molina. She's the Executive Director of Tucson Girls Chorus. And once again, share the highlights of one of the programs that you offer through Tucson Girls Chorus.
Our main program is in River Road. That is K through 12. And we have the same in the Northwest. So I guess this is the same program, but in a different location. And girls who are in any school can come and sing with us. We have weekly rehearsals. We have scholarships available. We have performance opportunities. And we are singing all year round. So we hope just to have girls to come and join us to sing with us at any time.
And do you do summer programming?
We do summer programming. We have a summer camp for 2 weeks in June. There's the first 2 weeks of June, and this is for boys and girls. And it is all about musical theater. And so we get the girls to be creative and write a little bit some of their librettos if they want to. We have a variety of programming, but it's basically music and singing the whole for 2 weeks. So that is our summer programming.
And holiday concerts coming
up? Holiday concert December 8th at the Fox Theater. Save the date. We have a 3:30 p.m. Concert with our second graders up and our bumblebees and our group for all abilities, the Tutti Choir. They have a concert December 10th at the JCC.
Awesome.
And everything is on our website at the TucsonGirlsChorus.org, www.TucsonGirlsChorus.org.
One more time, that website, in case anyone wants to learn more.
TucsonGirlsChorus.org.
Thank you so much. This is Dr. Marcela Molina. She's the Executive Director of Tucson Girls Chorus, joining us for the Nonprofit Spotlight. It's been such a treat to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact. inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.